This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm John. Coming up in a moment, SEAL Team 6 rescues a missionary hostage. That story right after this short message.
Experience all Liberty University has to offer November 12th through 14th at a very special College for a Weekend. We're tweaking our usual programming to give you all the excitement of life at Liberty while keeping you and our community safe. Plus, it's free. Attend informational sessions and panel discussions to get your questions answered. Enjoy meals in our award-winning dining hall. Receive enrollment assistance and connect with other future Liberty students safely. Text LUCFAW to 49596 to register. Again, that's LUCFAW to 49596.
On October 26th, in the middle of the night, Philippe Walton was face-to-face with six gunmen armed with AK-47 assault rifles. They demanded money from the 27-year-old farmer and missionary to Niger, and after he was unable to give the invaders more than 20,000 francs, which amounts to around $35, the bandits kidnapped Walton but left his wife, daughter, and brother tied up in the house. Things were looking bleak for Walton, but in the early hours of October 31st, the U.S. Special Forces team known as SEAL Team 6 engaged in a successful rescue operation. President Trump, through a tweet, said that, "Last night, our country's brave warriors rescued an American hostage in Nigeria. Our nation salutes the courageous soldiers behind the daring nighttime rescue operation and celebrates the safe return of yet another American citizen." No U.S. military personnel were injured during the operation. Jonathan Hoffman, the assistant to the Secretary of Defense for Public Affairs, released a statement saying, "U.S. forces conducted a hostage rescue operation during the early hours of 31 October in northern Nigeria to recover an American citizen held hostage by a group of armed men. This American citizen is safe and is now in the care of the U.S. Department of State. The United States will continue to protect our people and our interests anywhere in the world." U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said in a public statement that the United States is committed to the safe return of all U.S. citizens taken captive. "Thanks to the extraordinary courage and capabilities of our military, the support of our intelligence professionals, and our diplomatic efforts, the hostage will be reunited with his family. We will never abandon any American taken hostage." According to Open Doors USA's 2020 World Watch List, the region of Africa where Philippe Walton was a missionary has a rising threat of Islamic extremist groups, and they report that 2,983 Christians were persecuted and killed for their Christian faith in sub-Saharan Africa. 2 months before the Waltons' kidnapping, ISIS-linked militants murdered six French aid workers, as well as their guide, while they were simply visiting a wildlife park. It is believed that Walton's kidnappers were not known to be directly related to a terror group, but concerns rose that they intended to sell him to an Islamic extremist group across the border to Nigeria. Pray for the persecuted church and the missionaries preaching the gospel and serving in dangerous areas. I'm John Matarazzo. Join me on my Along the Way podcast. You'll hear interviews with people who are actively walking with Christ so that we can learn from each other's journeys along their way. You can find my Along the Way podcast right here on the Charisma Podcast Network. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News Podcast, one story, well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John. God bless you.